You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A man uses an app to track a stolen car and finds it several miles away. The man then exchanges gunfire with people in the car, but the driver speeds off. Cops find the car nearby and a 12-year-old boy behind the wheel bleeding from a gunshot wound. The boy rushed to the hospital but dies. The Denver Medical Examiner has ruled the boy's death a homicide and the car's owner could face charges.
Nancy, after completing an investigation into the shooting, the Denver DA office has decided not to pursue charges against the car's owner, expressing they do not believe they can meet their obligation to prove guilt against the man. The 12-year-old found behind the wheel has now been identified as 6th grader Elias Armstrong.
Florida's Blind Creek Beach is a bathing suit optional location, but there's a campaign to have the beach recognized as an official nude beach. A CBS 12 reporter tries to interview supporters of the movement, but Barry Goredetzer tells the crew to get off the beach, swatting at the camera and yelling profanities while completely nude, of course. Cops step in and Goredetzer is arrested for battery. Can't wait to see the mugshot. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The accused killer of 5-year-old Jeremiah Oliver, whose body was discovered in a suitcase next to a Massachusetts highway in 2014, has entered a not guilty plea. The man was held without bail at his arraignment Thursday. According to the Worcester District Attorney, 32-year-old Alberto Sierra Jr., the ex-boyfriend of Jeremiah's mother, was detained Wednesday. What led to Sierra's arrest was not disclosed by the prosecution. Jeremiah's body was discovered in April 2014 close to his family's Fitchburg home near Interstate 190 in Sterling, about an hour west of Boston. However, the child was last seen alive in September 2013, and his disappearance wasn't reported until December of that year. Meanwhile, in Kansas, two suspects have been detained in the shooting death of a 6-year-old child, killed 2 weeks ago while playing in the backyard of his home with his uncle and a 7-year-old cousin. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the police, 20-year-old LaCavis Sloan and a 17-year-old were apprehended on May 16th as they got off a Greyhound bus in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They are accused of second-degree murder in the shooting death of 6-year-old Sir Antonio Brown on May 3rd and are awaiting extradition. According to the charging documents, Sloan is also accused of endangering a child in a dangerous situation. Although they could not offer any further information, police have said that the suspects had come to the Kansas City neighborhood with the purpose of targeting someone. Meanwhile, police used the arrest to appeal for assistance in finding a third, so far unnamed, suspect. The child's godmother thinks the suspects were looking for Sir Antonio's uncle, who she described as being, quote, in a lot of mess.
The 6-year-old's godmother also says the uncle was sleeping in his truck while leaving it overnight in front of a different relative's home. The trial of an Oregon woman accused of deliberately ramming her automobile into pedestrians on a Las Vegas sidewalk in December 2015, killing one of them, has now been postponed. She has spent more than 7 years in state mental health care. Paris Paradise Morton informed Judge Tierra Jones of the Clark County District Court that she wants a different court-appointed attorney to defend her against the murder accusation and 70 other criminal charges. The collision happened close to the Paris Las Vegas and Planet Hollywood resorts, where an Arizona woman died and numerous others were hurt. This week, Morton rejected a plea deal that would have postponed the trial's May 30th start date. The judge scheduled a private hearing with Morton for Wednesday to decide if she will receive a new attorney. A new trial date has not been scheduled. In Detroit, authorities allege that a gas station employee's locking the doors to stop a man from leaving with unpaid merchandise resulted in the fatal shooting of a 37-year-old man. That employee has now been charged. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The death of Gregory Kelly, a Detroit resident, is the subject of an involuntary manslaughter allegation against 22-year-old Al-Hassan Ayash, who, if convicted, might spend up to 15 years behind bars. According to Wayne County prosecutors, McCray attempted to make a purchase totaling less than $4 around 3 a.m. on May 6th. When the transaction was rejected, McCray allegedly tried to flee with the unpaid goods. Ayash then locked McCray inside the store, along with Kelly and two other men. The prosecution states in a press release that McRae became very agitated and continued to argue with Ayash. The evidence will show that eventually, unknown to the three men, Ayash pushed a security button to unlock the door, but failed to tell the men seconds before McRae began shooting at the three men. Kelly died from his gunshot wounds, and the other two injured victims were transferred to a hospital for treatment.
McRae was taken into custody the next day and charged with first-degree murder, two charges of assault with the intent to kill, three counts of a felon in possession of a handgun, and felony firearm possession. He was refused bond.
December 21, Crystal Journey left the New Orleans home she shares with her mother and two sons to go to a concert with ex-boyfriend Roosevelt Marshall. When Journey doesn't come home that night, her mom's not worried. What is unusual is that Journey is not answering calls from her daughter. No one can get in touch with Crystal, and her family reports her missing December 26. Crystal Journey has been missing 2 years. If you know or think you know anything, please call New Orleans PD, 5th District, at 504-658-6050.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.